This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Let me have, I don't have an AlphaBuck sheet.
I'll check something. Let me check. I've got a special program that I use that gives me the letter.
Oh, okay.
Ordata, it's called.
Ordata. Ordata. That's another system. Okay. Let's see if you got it.
Come on, is it loading?
While you're doing that, I'll forward promote what's happening on the show tomorrow to the listeners of the podcast. Drew Hill, fun story about that. So, massive group, US huge. Cisco is part of the group, but we were told we weren't allowed to talk about anything about like Cisco one-on-one.
Mm.
But then at the end of the chat, because it's pre-recorded, we did it early hours this morning, he hums Thong Song, which is like what he's mainly known for, Cisco, and he hummed it as if to taunt us.
Yeah.
Cheeky rascal. So you've got in front of you, our letter for tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to test you for
one. Oh, yeah. Also, sorry. Drew Hill is on the show. Scotty Cam, as well as Hanson, the band, is on the thing. We talked about it yesterday in the podcast. Yeah. We don't need to dive deep into that.
You need to calm yourself.
No.
Anyway.
your letter. In that lake.
Don't put weird things in my head before I'm going to meet them.
Oh, my God. If that's a weird thing, you need help. See a psychiatrist today or get him a rough massage.
No, you know what I'm doing today?
Oh, God. I don't want to know. Being abstinent.
Creepy. I'm a professional.
It feels like you are.
No.
I've seen videos with you and Katie Noonan and you weren't professional there.
No. Oh, she's amazing.
What about Hanson? Aren't they amazing?
Of course they are. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be professional. I've got all the kissing out of my system because I used to kiss their post, you know, put lipstick on. And that era is gone. This is the new era. This is the mature Carly.
You literally
Porch.
Just told me that you're going to buy a new outfit today because they're coming in the studio. Yeah.
But it's not for like weird reasons. They're married men. I'm a married woman. I can, you know, I'm not going to revert back to like when I was like writing Mrs. Taylor Hanson nonstop for hours on end in my notebook. Like I'm not going to be that person anymore.
Is that their mum or Mrs. Taylor? I don't know who that is.
Everyone knows who Taylor is.
Okay.
You're either a Zach girl, a Taylor girl, or an Isaac girl.
Obviously. I'm an Isaac girl.
Were you?
I don't know what that means. I just wanted to grab the weirdest one. All right. Let's go. AlphaBuck.
Okay. S for Sierra.
Yep.
Name a six-letter word.
Oh, shit. I'm so bad at these. Wait, Sierra? Okay. I guess school?
Let me count.
Six letters, you said?
Six. Nailed it.
Yes.
Cool. You could have had secret, second, or sister.
But you would have had to take my first answer, which unfortunately was shit. Sorry. We wouldn't have taken that one. But school, great
Well,
one.
It is the right letter, though.
Tomorrow would be good if we can give away AlphaBucks as well, because here's the thing. We'll be playing that game when Hanson are probably hanging around ready to get into the studio, right? So they'll see us, give $1,000 or so, and be like, well, this show's loaded.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
If you're listening to this, make sure you try and get through tomorrow, because it's always the people that listen to the podcast, people that win it.
That win it, absolutely. And just quickly before we wrap it up, so you're going to obviously buy a new outfit today for Hanson.
Yeah.
What should I dress up?
Absolutely. It's Hanson. Have some respect.
What should I be wearing?
Don't wear a Hanson t-shirt because I was going to do that and I thought, no, it's too weird. I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm not going to have a shirt on so they can see my back tattoo that says Hanson.
Just at least like a casual, nice button-up shirt.
Oh my God, no way.
Just like a couple of buttons undone so it says like cool but cash. Like I'm trying to
everyone would make a big deal about this office. They'd be like, why are you dressed up? And I'd be like, Charlie told me to dress up.
No, do like a smart casual vibe, which is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to try and find an outfit today that's like I'm professional, I'm put together, but I'm also cash and I don't care that much that Hanson's here. Like not a big deal, but obviously I look a little nicer than usual.
What do they wear?
They wear a lot of t-shirts.
Oh, I wear a t-shirt. Bang. Boys being boys. We wear matching t-shirts.
Haven't seen them wear a Hanson shirt, though.
Oh, well, I'm going to be wearing mine, that's for sure.
They actually have these shirts for their beer brand, Hops.
Okay.
And it just says beer and music.
Nah, I'm going to get that one that says Nirvana. Enjoy the podcast. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and geez, we're excited for this Saturday.
Hey, Big Shop!
And joining us now for Friday's Live, it's Fat Man Scoop. Good morning, man.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? How's everything?
So much better after talking to you, Fat Man. I feel like you are the ultimate hype man. You've heard it your whole career. You've built your career on it. What happens when you want a Zen day?
Oh.
Well, you know, the funny thing, people usually ask, what am I like during the day? Do I turn it up all the time? Yeah. Am I high energy all the time? And I usually am. But the thing about me is that when I'm not working, I'm quiet.
Oh.
How quiet?
Like,
quiet.
When I'm not working, I listen to 50s music. Wow. When I'm not working, I listen to meditation music. When I am sleeping, I listen to rain or the sound of wind or snow. Those are the things that warm my heart. Like, 50s music, I love. Things that people wouldn't expect. When I'm not working, I don't talk that much.
Wow.
Usually when I'm not on the radio or whatever, I'm, you know, to an extent, soft-spoken. When I'm feeling what I'm talking about, I'll get loud. But for the most part, I'm just like, hey, man, what's going on? Boom, 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 boom. Hey, yeah, like, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going, hey, man.
We're going to hang out at a library, Fat Man Scoop. I want to see how you go there.
Yeah, I just go in there and get on the internet and do what I got to do.
I love that.
Fire out some books. Love it.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't wait to see you on Perth this Saturday. Friday's live. We've chatted to you before, and we know that you're pumped for it. Any advice regarding, it's a long day. Doors open at 3. It's going to go all night long. Any advice to people for the big marathon effort?
This is very simple. Women, wear flats.
Wear
sneakers. Men, wear sneakers. Comfortable clothing. Don't try to show off and be the prettiest thing there. This is not about that. This is about dancing, yelling, screaming, singing, crying. You know, this is about INGs. So please do not try to come and be the sexiest thing there with the tightest pants or doing all that. Like, this is about being comfortable, yelling, hands in the air, stuff like that. Enjoy it like that, because I'm telling you from experience and talking to people, heels, standing out there for 7 hours is not the move.
I'm going to have to rethink my outfit.
Oh, man.
Rethink it, brother. Rethink it. Go get yourself something comfortable, bro.
All right.
As a 34-year-old woman who is attending Friday's Live, you are after my own heart with that advice. I love it, Fat Man Scoop. Now, doing a bit of research this morning, there is a bit of a conflict on your Wikipedia page because, as we know, people can kind of write anything on there.
Right.
So you've probably had this your whole career. How did you get your name? Because Lauryn Hill has been claiming naming rights for you for years.
Nah.
Do you want to clear this up?
My Uncle Jack, when I was 2 years old, or maybe like 1 and a half, came with the name Scoop. Uh-huh. I don't know where somebody got that. I have no idea. I have no idea what it was. But my Uncle Jack gave me that name.
That is so funny because on Wikipedia it says that Lauryn Hill named you because she used to serve you ice cream at the movies and yell at Fat Man
Scoop. No, no, that was the Fugees Killing Me Softly video. This is people make up their own stories. They're high. They're doing Wikipedia and they hide. Like, no, no.
Hey, we know that it's November now. It's going to be December before we know it. And we're thinking that, you know, your voice, your iconic ultimate hype man, we would love it if you could give us a bit of a Christmas message that people can take home with them to play to their mates to get them pumped up for Christmas. You know, we're talking Grinches.
Do you get pumped up for Christmas?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yes.
Not as bad as Carly. Yes. Carly's already got a tray up.
I do,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I can't think of something that I would do. For me, Christmas is more of a mellow time. Like, I'm listening to Nat King Cole. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You don't get, oh, let's go. It doesn't mix.
Okay.
You know, let it snow, let it snow, let snow. No. No.
Can I just say?
Man, I've had a pud that gets me pretty excited, to be honest.
Wait a second, Fat Man. I am going to stop you there because you have missed a huge career opportunity. What you just did was amazing. I am buying that album. I love the mix of hype and mellow.
But it's not going to work. It's like putting a circle in a square. It's like putting oil and milk together. It's not going to work.
You just made it work. That sounded amazing.
It did.
No. Let it snow. Let it snow. No.
You're making it deliberately sound bad now.
What you did before was magic.
I'll listen to something sensible, but what I'm not going to listen to is foolishness. That makes no sense.
I love the idea of Santa wears your red hat out. Like, I like that. That excites me.
You know, up in the storm. Maybe that. Like, here comes Santa Claus. And maybe I could get away, get in the pocket on that. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Maybe I could get away with that. Like, okay, that I could see. Like, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That works.
You know, like, maybe that, but... Most of the songs that are
the one that everyone loves, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All I Want for Christmas, it doesn't fit. It's like putting it's a circle in a square.
we can't wait to see you. Of course, a number of big names with you as well. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, just to name a few, all happening this Saturday in Perth for Friday's Live. Thank you so much for your time today, Carly.
And in the lead up to Christmas, it is all about that consumerism, isn't it, Alan?
Well, it is. It sadly is, but also kind of awesome that it is as well.
But this is something that's been running for years and years and years, and that is Oprah's list of favourite things.
These are a few of my favourite things.
Oh, Oprah nailed that one.
Now, I'll be honest, I clicked on it and I can't afford anything on the list.
You got so excited when it came out yesterday.
I would even be in the realm of
buying
any of this stuff.
And you're gliding through it and you're like, $60 for fruit.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. So one of the things on there is a toaster. Now, this is American, keep in mind.
Yeah.
Is for $400 for a toaster.
Jeez.
Apparently, it's a high-tech toaster.
You'd hope so.
It's considered the iPhone of toasters, apparently. But at the end of the day, your bread will toast the same. Now, apart from Oprah, now Gwyneth Paltrow likes to jump on board and release her favourite things.
Oh, God, it better not be anything candle-related.
These are a few of my favourite things.
Yes.
Gwyneth nailed that one as well, actually. Good work to whoever them.
The vagina candle is on there as well.
Oh, no, is it actually?
It is,
but that's
yes.
That's her own product.
I know, but people are loving it. It sells out every year. But what got me was she literally has a bag of poo on there. I'm not even kidding. It is a 4-kilo brown sack piled with free-range goat, horse, chicken, and cow dung, and she's slinging it for $116. So, you know what? I thought, well, if I was to do a list of my favorite things, like genuinely how I live my life.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I don't believe that she's really slinging that dung around. She's probably got an assistant doing it.
Of course, an assistant to an assistant, probably.
But
so Oprah's got a list. Gwyneth Paltrow's got a list.
Why not have the Carly Porch list?
Why not?
These are a few of my favorite things.
Now, I had to really think about my day today and what I actually use every single day. If I was to make a list of my favorite things, my non-negotiables, my get-me-throughs.
Okay.
Number one, and I've got it right here, my ride or die, my $6 Kmart water bottle.
Oh, how exciting. Yes, yes, yes.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Robert Goulet.
Now, I use this every single day, even though I don't want to. It is a necessity. I can't live without it. Neither can my lawn. And that is the scented poo bags that I get from Aldi's.
Ah.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Hope everyone's writing this down, by the way.
I'm going to gross a few people out with this one.
Oh, yeah. The scented poo bags weren't going to
do that? No. Okay. That's keeping it clean. This is where we get a little honest on the list.
All right.
My 3-year-old Kmart bra that is stretched to perfection to fit me perfectly.
These are a few of my favorite things.
$3.
Yeah, and no, deal. 3 years old.
Oh, I thought you said $3.
It's worn in, and it's worn daily. I hate to admit it, it's true.
Every day?
Every day. I've tried others. I can't.
You only wear one bra.
It's molded to perfection.
Is that normal? I don't think that's normal. I watched a lot of jewelers' bras. Okay, yep.
My banana boat, 50 plus sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things.
And this one, an exercise machine that is purely for display that requires dusting once a month.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Now, this one's getting more and more wear in the lead up to summer, and that is my Kmart short Spanx.
Kmart short Spanx.
My Spanky shorts.
Oh.
These are a few of my favorite things.
And you're wearing them more than once every day? Are you going to alternate?
Oh, no, they're on rotate. I've got a few different pairs. I've really lashed out there.
One
$8
bra.
A pair.
One bra. I am still. Is that normal?
Well, I don't. Probably not. But I'm being honest. It's all about honesty, right?
I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow or Oprah are honest at all. Do you really think they use any of those items?
No.
No.
Maybe the bag of dung. I have a feeling. And you know what? That'll be on next year's list as a facial.
Guaranteed. It looks shaped like a candle. Still one bra. I'm perplexed. Carly, you've probably been looking around, noticing a few differences in the office this week. Have you
seen
anything?
Yes. There is a lot of, I would say, barren land.
Oh, that's one way to word it.
Mm.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of guys are participating in Movember. That is officially kicked off, start of November. And yeah, it comes around obviously every year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And this will be, I don't know how many years it's been running now, but however long it has been, this will be my a millionth year of not participating.
Oh, you're not participating?
No. And it's for the record, love what they're about. So prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health are the main things they're trying to tackle. They do that through fundraising events. They do that through, obviously, just sharing information. And you can find full information at Movember.com. But every year, I get the email of, hey, Alan, keen to give the Movember thing a go? I'm like, no, that's all right. Like, I've had a beard since I could grow a beard.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like 3 weeks ago, probably, I'll just say that I technically have a beard. Because, like, honestly, 16 is when I first started getting bum fluff. And I was like, well, that's a beard. And I've had one ever since. I can't do it, Carly.
Yeah, you are a bearded man, aren't you?
Not only that, but, like, beards are awesome. Yeah. And women wish they could have them purely because it hides the double chin.
Oh, I love that for a jawline,
It's the best accessory. So every year, and I literally had, like, I think 3 emails and 5 people come up to me last week going, are you sure you don't want to participate in being a part of this? And the pressure's on. So maybe not this year, but I have been thinking for next year on HIIT that maybe I could donate to the cause. Which I normally do that every year anyway.
Well, you should donate to my husband Russell's one because he's doing
it. Oh, is he doing it?
He's going to be a Mobro this year. He does it every year. And I got to say, it is my favorite time of year. I love him with a mustache.
Oh my God, creepy.
It is like, I'm like, I will donate every single month of the year to whatever charity you pick, Russell, if you keep this good thing going.
What type of mustache does he rock?
Oh, he gets the
handlebars.
Yeah. And it's, oh my God, it is so sexy. It's like, and when you've been with someone for as long as I've been with my husband, it is like, talk about freshening up the marriage, you know? It is so refreshing, you know? And I get to follow the journey with him because I'm like, ooh, I reckon we've got another 4 days till we've got a full-blown mo.
Your attitude is so different to my wife's. About 5 years ago, I accidentally shaved off my beard. I'd done a big accident. I didn't put the head on the thing, on the trimmer properly. Went, had to shave the whole thing off. Yeah. I came out and Julia didn't give me that response. She just laughed at me. And laughed hard.
But yeah, do you know, she might go the mo.
No, she most certainly will not. She might go the mo, but she's not going the double chins. So there's a difference. No.
I reckon you could rock a mo.
Absolutely not. But good luck to all the men out there. And I mean, we're in that
and
weird territory.
Wives.
And actually, yeah, good luck to everyone that has to look at them as well.
I love it. I think it's great.
2 weeks of rocky territory, and then we get into the mo season.
And
so.
I love seeing men with mos too. It's like,
oh my God,
full
Carly, keep it in your pants, mate. Jesus.
It's a great time of month. It's like my early Christmas.
Oh my God.
I have friend FOMO.
Jeez, you just got real slumpy and sad. What happened?
I know, because I feel like you've been warning me of this for ages because I'm a friend mixer. I love it. I love putting them in the mix.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that. I have warned you about this for a while.
I love a good friend cocktail.
It'll just break your heart. Don't do it.
And you're like George Costanza. Like, you don't mix worlds at all.
No, I try not to. It does happen every now and then. And then I'm just like, my worlds are colliding. And then, it's not a great thing.
Whereas for me personally, it has worked out amazingly. Like in fact, my 2 friends recently that come to visit me in WA are literally friends because of me. So I was friends with Olivia, then I moved in with Nicole, she became my housemate, and then soon to be friend. And then they connected through me and they're still friends, you know, all these years later.
Okay. So there is a success story. Good to know.
There is a success story.
I should have read it completely is what you're telling me. All right. Well, I feel great about it. Let's wrap it up. Okay. Good work. Is that what it was for?
Not quite ready to put a bow on it just yet.
Oh, she's back to the slump, guys.
So given that success, my friend Livy, who was visiting here, she recently moved to the Gold Coast. So did my friend Sam. Now, they don't know each other. They're from completely different towns. Mm-hmm. You know, they would never have come into contact. And I said, you know what, Livy, I'm going to put you in a group chat with Sam. I think you girls would hit it off. I think you'd get along. Sam's looking for some friends. She's new there as well.
Okay, yep.
So without much thought, I added them into a group chat. Now, what I didn't realize is when you add someone in a group chat, you're in the group chat.
Yeah, of course.
They are hitting it off like
a house on fire.
A house on fire.
Yeah.
Literally. They're planning beach walks. They're planning.
Because they're both at the Gold Coast.
Both at the Gold Coast. They're
Dream World, I imagine. Movie World. Schoolies.
They are literally living their best life. And I'm just in the corner watching. Mm-hmm. Now, every so often I want to interject and be like, hey, I'm still here.
No, yeah, there's no time for you
anymore.
It's
not about me.
No, it's not.
So I also, and then I feel like if I leave the group chat, that sends a statement like, I'm not backing this in anymore.
No, show yourself out.
do I show myself out? But I'm not ready to leave.
Oh, what a loser. I mean, sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss.
I just...
But you're not losing anything. Like, you can't hang out with these people anyway.
I know. but I kind of like just supervising, seeing how it's all going, seeing how my little seeds are growing into a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, okay.
But then I also feel like I'm just like the gardener in the corner that just turns the soil from time to time, you know?
Yeah, but you grew something that you're allergic to, which is people being happy without you. So
I literally have the worst FOMO right now. Like, it's gone too well, I think. It's gone too well. I'm too successful at this.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like you're winning. It sounds like other people are.
No.
Why are you crying? Why are you getting emotional?
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy.
You don't sound happy for them at all.
No, I am. I'm totally happy for them. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to keep doing this friendship merging rubbish that I keep warning
you
against?
What I find myself doing is I check the group chat to be like, what are they doing today?
Oh,
so what's happened is I've stopped communicating with them directly, and now I indirectly communicate with them by just watching them communicate. It's a very weird situation. I feel like I'm in like a friend thruple.
No, you're not part of it, mate. Stop trying to be a thing. You're not part of it, mate.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.